personal coach and trusted attorney, Andrew Leed, who will help you get started in building your real estate empire. Grow your self-confidence, find your grit, and get the skills needed to dominate the real estate world. This is Real Estate Investing with Andrew Leib.
What a cool conversation we just had with Joe DiNicola about how they're helping hospitals. And my favorite part, obviously, was that they had happy hour all day. That's like the new thing. But now we have another special guest on, and I couldn't wait to bring him on. We have Tora Matsuoka, and Tora is just the best. Tora runs Season Hospitality Strategy and Management. But he's not just that. He's a lecturer at Cornell, and he teaches about implementation of technology. He brings a fresh perspective to hospitality. We have a whole concept here about making lemonade out of lemons. And when you're done listening to Tora, you too are going to want to be a restaurateur. This guy runs some of my favorite places. If you've not been to Claudio's, you're not a Long Islander. Claudio's is, what is it? The best restaurant in Greenport. This place is just, you pull up with your boat, you have the iceberg lettuce, the way they do this thing, Lauren, with the blue cheese on it and the bacon. Oh! And then he also runs Sen and Que Pasa, and amongst others, and he consults for other restaurants. And this is the key, ready? A lot of people out there, these mom and pop restaurateurs, it's a hard time for them. And they need to figure out how to get through this and how to shift, to pivot, to make money, to make it happen. And Tora does the consulting to help you do it. So I want everyone to look him up. If you're a restaurateur and you're wondering how you're going to do this, it's Tora. He's the answer. So Tora, I need to know, what is the thing about this tacos and tequilas? Because I heard tacos and tequilas are cheap therapy. They're cheaper than therapy. This is the way to go. I want to know about tacos and tequila. Tell me.
That is true. Tacos and tequila are cheaper than therapy. So we wanted to open up a really cool, fun taco bar in Sag Harbor. And we did that last year. This year, we decided, and had come up with a really neat idea. Instead of the ice cream truck that goes through villages and, you know, kids come out and say, "Hey, mommy, mommy, I want ice cream." We were thinking we would have a taco truck go through the villages and men would say to their wives, "Babe, let's go get margaritas."
Tora, I love you.
I'm sold.
I love you, Tora. I worship Tora. I just want everyone to know that.
The question I have is, how do you get this everywhere?
Yeah, because this is amazing. So just so we're clear, I can have a taco truck come and with alcohol to my house.
Right. So, you know, now that restaurants are allowed to deliver food and beverage to guests, right, that's the key element. Food has to be purchased along with alcohol. We can't just sell alcohol.
But nachos are food.
This is true.
See?
So you could do nachos and margaritas.
See?
You know, we thought that a great and fun way for people to socially distance responsibly would be at home with their families. But what better than that than to have fresh tacos and frozen and fresh margaritas made for you?
There's no better. So let's say I want to order this, because obviously you need a taco truck while you listen to Real Estate Investing with Andrew Leib every Sunday. And I imagine everyone's going to need that while they're broadcast. How do I get it?
Absolutely. If you go to our website, it's 1-800-taco.com.
Easy breezy, beautiful. That is amazing. So all I do is I go and I get my taco truck and I'm living life. So instead of saying, "Woe is me, I can't have people come to the place," you're taking out the ice cream man. I want you to know you're going to be the new ice cream man.
The ice cream man, I want to do well. I want him to do well. I want everybody to do well. I just want to be the adult version of the ice cream man.
Well, I see it going well together, because after I have my tequila and I am a little sloshed, I'm going to have to get lots of different Mr. Softy, because that's how you should coordinate.
Well, funny enough, we figured out the recipe to do virgin margaritas for the kids.
Oh, my son would love that.
Yeah, so it's still cold and fresh and delicious, but, you know, mom and dad might want a couple ounces of, you know, Casamigos tequila on top of that.
Yeah, I want more of a slutty margarita, so not virgin at all. So, so you're making lemonade here, but it's not just a Que Pasa that you're doing this. You have some other restaurants. Can you tell me, because before we went on, everyone, I was trying to say Tora's name, because Tora's, he's being nice. He's saying I could call him Tora. Tora, can you say your name the right way?
My first name is Toranosuke.
Oh, I love that. It's just Toranosuke. Did I do good?
Yes.
Oh, you're lying to me just because we're on the air. I know. So your family has a history, a real history. It's a Japanese family. Your dad was like famous, right?
My father was a top-ranked sumo wrestler, yes. And when he retired in the late 70s, he followed his wife, my mother, to the little town she was from, which was New York City. And she said to him, listen, you know, you can't fight anymore. You better figure out something to do. And, you know, what does a Japanese guy do in Manhattan in the late 70s?
Accounting.
You know? Exactly. Raw fish. yeah, he opened up the original Sen restaurant in Sag Harbor called Sen with his partner, now my partner, Jeff Resnick.
So let's say I want to be like Toro's family and I want to be a sushi chef. How do I do that?
Well, so funny you ask. You know, again, the silver lining concept in this current environment, we thought what could be super fun for people to do at home with their families and friends. So we started doing Zoom sushi classes where we pack up all of the ingredients for you. We deliver it to your home. You get on Zoom. Our general manager, who's also my brother, Jesse, he gets on and shows you exactly how to make sushi while also telling you about the sake bottles that we sent over.
And can we sake bomb at home? Because I'm an excellent sake bomber.
Really? Well, oh, we're gonna have to do that together.
I can't wait to I compete with this
we
because
have
you go
a Zoom radio oh, show with sake bombing.
Oh, we need that, Lauren. We need that. And speaking about sake bombing and making the world happen, I hear that you have another thing at Claudio's because I have a boat, and you and I were talking about this. I for everyone that doesn't know, I am a beach bum. I love the beach, but I'm concerned because I have young kids, and six-year-olds don't understand social distancing. I don't know if anyone's figured that out yet, but we bring them around their and they don't get it. And even if the beaches are open, and I don't know. So I'm making lemonade, and I'm getting myself a boat right now. That's the way I'm going to be a boater. And I was speaking to Toro. He should be a boat dealer. Tell me what I could do at Claudio's.
By the way, the only reason we're friends is because you have a boat, and I'm going to come over and hang out with you on the boat.
You have to have your own boat because they're social distancing.
You know, the best boat to have is a friend with a boat.
Exactly.
I love that.
Exactly.
I love that. I'm the sucker.
but along those lines, you know, just taking these thoughts and ideas further, you know, we said, okay, how else can people have fun this summer, right? It is summer. It is the Hamptons. How can we enjoy safely? And we thought, you know, being on a boat, it's a great way to get out of the house. It's a great way to go and do something, get some fresh air, but do it safely. So we thought, instead of you know, having to go to get ice and get your other provisions, we said, hey, you know what? Take your friends and family, get on your boat, one-stop shop, come to Claudio's. We'll fill your coolers with ice, with wine, with cocktails, and the most delicious lobster rolls you could imagine.
Oh, wow. Oh, I love lobster rolls. You're going to see me there every day, Tori. You're going to be like pushing me away. So what I want everyone to
hear. I got a slip for you already. I got a slip for you. Oh,
my man. I love you. And so here's
can
the thing.
Can I get a season pass, please?
Here's the thing. Here's the thing, Lauren. Tora Matsuoka is a visionary. And I want everyone to be listening to what this guy's saying. And not just the words, how he's saying it. This is a man that said to himself, this virus isn't going to get me down. He's not on fighting, open us up, open us up. He's not saying, close us down, close. He's not taking the political fight. He's saying, how do I make changes and pivot to survive? And I got to tell you, at the other end of this virus, someone like Tora is going to be changing the world. It makes me want to go to Cornell just to hear you lecture. I want people to think, no, seriously, though, whatever business you're in, you have to figure out how to make changes. The world's going to punch you in the face, or in your case, I guess, sumo wrestle you out the ring. And then you're going to have to get back up, people. That's the key. Your mom said to your dad, he can't keep fighting, but you are a fighter. And that's what the key is here, is being a fighter. I don't give up. There is no quit. Did you know that the little engine that could said that he needed to see, he went puff, 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 chug, 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 because the good little boys and girls on the other side of the mountain would have no food to eat or toys to play with unless he helped them. You have to think you can. And that's the key that Tora is bringing to us. So Tora, you got Claudio's. You got Sen. You have K-Pasa. And you do consulting too. And I want people to understand that this consulting is so important because we have occupancy guidance. We have issues with screening workers and patrons. And there's going to be technology solutions. And this is really what I want to focus on. A lot of people don't have the ability to get things like mobile menus, mobile seating, contactless payment. Tell me what you can do for a restaurateur if they need your help.
Well, you're absolutely right. The industry is facing significant challenges right now. You know, one thing I want everyone to remember is that restaurateurs are dynamic entrepreneurs. Our industry has faced challenges before, although this challenge is like no other. You know, we are business operators like no other, and we can overcome this. One of the many ways we can do that is through implementing technologies. There are many ways to help save money. There are many ways to make money. There are many ways for us to be safer. And there's a lot of information out there. I know that you were speaking with the Restaurant Association earlier. There's a lot of free information that's out there. There's a lot of free forums that are out there. But if people are interested in knowing more or wanting to build their business or pivot their business, these are things that Seasoned Hospitality can help them with.
That's just so important. I want to thank Toru Matsuoka and Seasoned Hospitality and these amazing restaurants for joining us today. It's been I'm already at my slip. I'm going to be at my slip by the blink of the eye at Claudio's. This has been an amazing time. And why? Because we're making lemonade with the restaurateurs. Thank you, Toru. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
This episode has been brought to you by the Bryn Elliott team at Douglas Elliman Real Estate. Thank you.
This is Real Estate Investing with Andrew Leib. Find us on social media at Listen to Leib or visit listentoleib.com.